Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Ksuvis Daf Chav Tes. And Mr. Shem, we will start the new parak, famous parak, Elu Nairus, learned in the yeshivas in depth. We'll start the parak shortly. We left off on Chav Ches Amud Beis by the two dots close to where the lines are wide. Just a quick point, we're going to be only on Zoom for tomorrow and the couple of days after that. I'll post on the schedule exactly when we'll be back in person, but we'll be on Zoom only for the next couple of days. And separately, because we have Shabbos and then followed by Sunday Tisha B'Av, we're going to try today already to start getting ahead. Today's Daf is Daf Lamed. Daf Chav Tes. The goal will be to actually get onto Lamed Amud Aleph today, cover a little bit of tomorrow's Daf, and then tomorrow the same. Okay, so he said in the Mishnah of Ad Kana Yina Bayim B'Shabbos, the Gadol is Nemah to say that as a Katan, I remember, till here, there's again two lines, right, four lines go wide. A Gadol is Nemah to say that as a Katan, I remember, this was the Tchum Shabbos. Why is he believed? L'chari is saying, hey, this is about what he saw as a Katan. Again, like everything else in the Mishnah, Kasavar, Tchum Drabanan. Because we have Tchum Drabanan, since Tchum Drabanan, if Tchum Shabbos Drabanan, so on a Drabanan, the Drabanan believed a Edis of a Katan. Again, not while he's still a Katan, only once he comes a Gadol to testify about what he saw as a Katan, that's okay. He's not enough to say that we had a so-and-so had a rite of passage through this field, meaning that's a mammonistic thing, that's a monetary matter, they had a rite of passage, or that we had a rite of giving a hespedim and maimon in so-and-so's field. These are monetary rights, and therefore he's not enough about that. My time at the Maris Pisao, afuki mani lamafkinan, because he's saying testimony, even though he's a Gadol now, he's saying testimony about what he remembers as a Katan, and a Katan certainly cannot say testimony. This is the right stick of testimony. It's monetary related. A katan is not neman to give over testimony about things that are related to money. Tanabam. My father said as follows. This family is tahar, pure. This family is tame. Ask him, tar, aren't that that's matters of mikvah, matters of being tar from, you know, from paradumas. Like what shaykhus about two of the Tara related to families. You don't have families that old Tame, families that old Tara. What does that mean? Ella, Mishpachas Ukshir, Mishpachas Upsula. What he means is, fairly obvious, it means when we talk about families, we mean the genealogy. We mean that this family is Kasher, this family is Pasul. So actually, the Rambam explains that what we're talking about here is, we're talking about actually Machalikus or Shainim, what we're talking about, both Rambam and Ravid seem to be learning, we're talking about a family of Kahanim. So we're not talking about Stam. Mamzeim, when I see them talking about Kahanim over here, we'll bring other Rishonim that address later that maybe you are talking about ideas of even Psul, even being Pasul as Yisrael. But we're talking about Kahanim, and the Shaila is, are they fit to be considered to reign Kahanim or not? Namely, are they fit to keep eating Chumah Drabanan or not? So the way Rambam explains is, Bechlal, we're talking about a family of Kahanim, and that, as far as we know, we're kosher Kahanim, and the father, this child saying, I remember my father said, this family's Tar, this family's Tame. Ron learns, no, there's no way you have a family that's, as far as we know, Tar, and all of a sudden this guy's going to come and say, if remembers his father saying, this family's Tar, this family's Tame, and that's going to create some sort of damage to the family that was assumed to be kosher. Rather, we're talking about a family that there's already rumors about them that they're not kosher. There's already rumors about them that they're not kosher, that they're some psul neichus, that some of them have tainted yichus. Like we'll actually see tomorrow, it's going to be a story where some of the family members end up with tainted yichus and other family members end up with good yichus. And in such a case where there's already a basis for this issue, if he says, yeah, my father said, this group from the family is tar, so to speak, clean yichus, and this group is tummy, that's when he's nem, and that's what the Ram is. Okay, says the Gemara, the Shechanim Ketzatza, Shabbat Plenty, that we ate by the ketzatza, the Gemara's going to explain, that's going to be last month in the parak. We ate by the ketzatza that was given out by the marriage of the daughter of so-and-so and so-and-so. V'sheinu, the Gemara's going to explain what that means. V'sheinu, it relates to what we just said about a testimony about psul yichus. V'sheinu, melich chal matanis, the kohen kayin. And we used to give chal matanis to so-and-so the kayin. That would be, of course, a good testimony that so-and-so is a valid kayin, certainly to be able to collect, to eat, chuma d'rabanan. Says the Gemara, so he's trusted legabe this testimony, meaning that was delivered by himself, but not that it was delivered by someone else. Meaning, if he says that his father would send the gifts with himself, then he's believed. But if he says his father would send the gifts with another person, that's already too much. As soon as Rashi explains a step further away, he's saying his father would send the gifts with someone else to that kohen. He wasn't the one that actually went to give it to the kohen. In that case, he's not going to be neman. Vikulan. And all these cases, am I Iver Chavim Vinizgayer? We've been talking until now about a katan who saw things as a katan. Now he's a gadol. He's testifying about what he saw when he was a katan. What if he was a guy that can't testify either, and his gayer, and he became a ger, who can now testify. But could he testify about what he saw as a guy? Or Eved Mishtachar, very similar, Eved Kanani, who still has the status of like a guy, he's as Mrs. Agnesha, he's quasi, already quasi gerus, but he's still has the guy until he's goes free and is Megayer fully. Same story, then he became free. So again, in both these cases, they're not going to be Neman, says the Baisa, to testify about that which they saw as a guy. That which he saw as a cut, and yes, on rabbinic matters, that which he saw as a guy, even on rabbinic matters, no. Beinam and Leimar, a person that I'm to say, Derech Chayil, Pleinim, comes out, this is the Baisa repeating what we had seen in the Mishnah. They're not going to say that there was a rite of passage through this field, or Maimed of Mispan Chayil, Pleinim, comes out, or there was a right to do a Hespid or a Maimed in this place. Rabbi Chamar Beka says, Nemanim, they are believed. Now, where is he going? He could be going on this most recent din, that they are Neman to say, this Katan who's now a Gadol, is Neman to say that they had a right of passage, they had a right to do Hespet and Tainet and Maimed in this certain land. But that's a big, the Marz right away say that can't be. That's a Mummistic Tainet. It can't be they were believing a Katan, even though he's a Gadol now, about what he saw as a Katan for Mummistic matters. So Musbi's going back on the earlier part of the Bryce. Which part? Says Marz Zayed, when he says they are believed, which part is he arguing on? In the Masei, on the very last din about monetary matters, about right of passage in the field or right of usage in the field, that's a matter of getting the mafkia mammon. There's no way we believe this edus of a katan. Ella aresha. Ella might going back on the earlier case that we said the kulamay v'chavim and his guyer evav mishaper. If it was a guy who was megayer, we said ain't a manim not believed to say testimony now as a yid about whether he saw as a guy. They're not believed on that. They are believed. So what's the machlekes of America and the Tanakama whether a guy who became a yid he could be believed to testify about he was supposed to go? What's the machlekes? Tanakama savar kibin v'chavmu levedayik. Since he's a guy, he's not medayik. Very interesting wording. The Gemara is not saying that every guy is automatically outright a liar, but the notion of embellishing or of not being precise by Goyim, there's a concern they're not precise because they're not focused on Ada's testimony, not so focused, and therefore they're not as precise, and therefore we can't trust what he's saying, even though now he's a Yid. So he doesn't want to lie now, but since he wasn't precise in his when he saw the Ada's as a Goyim, we can't accept. That's Tanakam Shita. Rabbi Yechim Mareka Savar, given Daita Gure, since he has Dasta ultimately been Megayer, whether he's an Evid already, so he's kind of partially Megayer, or even if he wasn't an Evid, he's a guy, but this is someone that knows he wants to become a Ger. It doesn't just happen in a moment. We're talking about a guy who already knew he wanted to be a Ger, and therefore made the Kavadayik. He's ready Medayik then, because he knows he's going to testify once he becomes a Yid, and he's able to testify, so he's ready Medayik now about what he's seeing in order to be able to testify once he becomes a Yid. That's the Machlokes. My Ketzatzah. We said in the Braisa that the child's never to say about a Ketzatzah. Now he's a Gadol. He's never to say about a Ketzatzah that he saw when he was a child. What is this Ketzatzah? Tanar Rabbanan. Ketzah Ketzatzah. What's a Ketzatzah? Echem and Achet Shanasa Isha Shein Negenesle. If one of the brothers marry a woman that's not fit for him. So again, what are we talking about over here? So Ron says very clearly over here, Ron himself says, either we're talking about a Yisrael marrying a Mamzer. A Mamzeres. He saw Manga Mamzeres. Or we're talking about a Kohen Manga Chalala. But one of the family members married someone who was not fit. And the other family members were concerned, really, the way you kind of said the Gemara is really twofold. They're concerned that people are going to mix up which one of these families marry the one that's possible. So it's going to mess up their shame, their status. But more, it seems like even more stronger, it was very normal for family members to marry amongst each other. It's very normal for families to marry amongst each other. And therefore, they wanted to make a very clear line that they're separate from this guy and from this bad marriage, and they're not intermingling with this tainted yichas. Says Mara, go. They're being a barrel full of fruit. We'll see why fruit. The reason why they bring fruit is because children like fruit, and therefore it's going to be something the children will remember. They break the barrel of fruit in the middle of the square. They say, our brothers, Beisrael here. This is a proclamation. Achinu pleini nasa isha shen egenesle. Our brother, so-and-so, he married someone that wasn't fit. He married someone that wasn't fit. It's wrong. And we don't want that our zera, our children, mixed up with his children. So again, it's sochar serving two purposes. Don't think already that we're tainted. Only he's tainted, not us, his children. And also, we don't want our children to get married to those children. We want to make a clear demarcation that these children are separate. Our children, they shouldn't get married to our, they shouldn't and will not get married to our children. Come take yourself to Mildares, meaning come take Paris. All the kids, everyone should gather around and take Paris, that they should remember, yes, I remember there's a Ketzatzah done, that this family was the one that had the bad marriage, the other ones did not. In order that in the future, Arizera shouldn't get mixed up with Zerainu. I would imagine it's about a Zer, instead of a barrel full of fruit, if they want the kids to remember, it would probably be a barrel full of candies. But the same idea, it's the same concept, the idea is that if you're doing something that the people, the townspeople will remember about this moment, the Zui Ketzatzah Shatinik Nemel Hanlav, Aleh, this is the Ketzatzah that the Tinik is Nemel to testify about. Hadron, Allah, Aisha, Samar, Mazda, we finished the parak. Just two quick tastes, we actually need to speak out in yesterday's daf, but very, very important. Number one, we've been talking for the past bottom half about for the past, I shouldn't say blot, for the past blot, we've been talking for the Mishnah about a gadol saying edus about what he saw as a katan. But it sounds like Kol Zman is a katan, and we're saying he's believed for rabbinic matters, but not for the Raisa, not for Mamanis. It wouldn't be for the Raisa matters, and he wouldn't be if Tchum was the Raisa, he wouldn't be believed, and so on and so forth. And Kim Shtar, if it was the Raisa, he wouldn't be believed, only because Kim Shtar is the Rabbanon, therefore he's believed. Now, Taisus just has a bomb kasha, based on those learning a Raisa, will appreciate this more. Taisus is a bomb kasha, then in Psachim, in the beginning of Psachim, we said that the Chamim believed a Chereshait, Nashim Avadim Ketanim, Nashim Avadim Ketanim, are believed to say a house is Baduk. Ayel Acher Ketanim, we can't only trust them. And the Moran over there says, Hoyle B'dikas Chamim, Derabbanon, Heminu Rabbanon, B'Derabbanon, Nusach Abiyam Nagamar as well. Derabbanon believed Ketanim by Derabbanon, but it sounds like even though he's still a Katan, he's believed about B'dikas Chamim. And our sugya was saying he's only believed once he's a Gadol to testify about what he saw as a Katan. But while he's still a Katan, he can't testify even on these matter Derabbanon that we're referring to throughout our Mishnah. What's the chilul between this and B'dikas Chamim? As I fixate on our Mishnah, Achav Chesed Ba'al Tais answers that B'dikas Chametz is B'yaday. All these other things were not B'yaday. He's testifying about what he saw, what he knew from back then, but they weren't B'yaday. B'dikas Chametz is B'yaday to check. There's an extra element in Amanus in something that it's B'yaday. He's physically able to just check himself. Again, even though he's a Katan, but he's physically able to check, and therefore there's a strong level of Amanus. And in a Chanami, even as a Katan, while he's still a Katan, he'll be believed to say Hasbadak. Okay, that's one day. So Tesla goes further, but that's the one point of Tesla. Another point is a bomb cash on the whole Sukh of Kiyam Shtaris. Tesla only asked it on this Mishnah, because someone else could have asked it way back when, originally, around when we started the Sukh of Kiyam Shtaris. Kiyam Shtaris, again, is a Din Rabbanan, that until they were making the signatures, the Shtar is not verified. The Shtar doesn't have veracity until it gets verified. But we're saying that in our Sugya, Kiyam Shtaris Rabbanan. That's clear in our Gemara. We're saying Kiyam Shtaris Rabbanan. That's why even a Katan, or Gadol could say about he saw, recognized the signature from Katan, and he's believed. Ask Taisa Bam Gasha. I don't understand, says Taisa. If you're going to tell me that Kim Shah is Drabana, that means mid the Raisa, you don't need Mikhaim Ashtar. That means anyone could pull out a Shtar that says Ruvain owes him $1 million and there's two signatures in the bottom and he doesn't need Kim. It would be a kosher Shtar. So the Chari asked Taisa, why wasn't there a rampant issue of people just forward writing Shtars and signing various signatures, signing various names? If you don't need Kim Shtaris, what's there to protect? What's there to protect that people don't just make up Shtaris, forge and write Shtaris randomly? Bishlam, once you have Kim Shtaris, it makes a lot of sense. You have to verify signatures. Now we know this is so and so signature. It must be a good Shtaris. But till that point, what's not going to protect people from making, from being victims of these forgeries? As I affect Taisus answers that Enachami, we're talking about a case where the Leiv is Maida. Normally a Shtar was only good if the Leiv was Maida. And the Machlokes is Leiv is saying, but I paid it. I might do the shtar was written, but I paid it dear. The shtar still called the gestar. You collect from the kuchas and all that. But in a chanami, if the leiv is not made to the shtar, even before Kiyam Shtaris, if the leiv says, I don't know what the shtar looks forged, we never would have accepted such a shtar. If the leiv says the shtar is a forgery, we would have had to prove, even before the takanas of chamin of Kiyam Shtaris, avad, you would have had to prove the shtar. You can't just pull out a shtar and collect even without Kiyam Shtaris. Pretty logical. There is a wild svara from one of the chayim, I think it's Kadeshua, says, but the other chayim don't like it. Says, yeah, not a problem. The same way, if a guy is going to play that card and just write up a shtar and put signatures and make a false claim, the victim is going to say, no, you know, you're right. I have a receipt in my house. He'll go back home, he'll write up a receipt and make false names on the receipt. So in a world where you can make false shtars, you can go both ways. Again, Achmanim obviously don't like that for very clear reasons. It doesn't seem to be a very kosher and efficient system. Okay. Zaktim Halig Mishnah. Eilun Irish Hishtam Knas. The following Irish, we know that if a girl is violated, right, between, she's a Pesula, Naira, and Pesula, and she's violated. We'll discuss the Gemara if refers to Ketana as well. But till the age of Bagris, where she's considered a full-fledged Pesula, if she's violated, there's a Knas that has to be paid. So the Mishnah's been Mechadesh that the following women, even though they're puzzled to get married to, right, they can't be loved in Bekal, still they're entitled to Knas. Eilun Irish Hishtam Knas. The following Nashim are entitled to Knas, Abba Mamzeres. If a person violates, he has relations against her will with a mamzeres. By the way, it's not just, I keep saying about a minus. Our Mishnah also is referring to Mefut as well. We'll see our dinim and our Gemara. Haba mamzeres, one has relations with a mamzeres, vanasina, or nasina, valakusis, or akusis. So mamzeres is the obvious one. Mamzeres is a girl that was born from an illicit relationship that creates a mamzeres. Pashas, that means echiv, akaris, kordeb, kiva, it can mean imichiv, mamzer. That will be a focus towards the end of Chav Tesla Mays, that machalikus, or kiva, and the chamim. And it's a big sugi we had, of course, I think it was a Yivamastaf Memtes. We had Les Mesefta, I think it was Memtes, where we discussed what makes a mamzer, okay, but whatever makes a mamzer, if one of those relationships, the mamzer, of course, is usur, b'lav, lav, b'kal, and we'll say, even though there's isur lav, still is going to be a din of knas. We'll see later in the Mishnah, even chiv karis will have a din of knas. But before we get there, what does the Mishnah say? Nesina is the next case, and kusa. So now we have a chalikas, what exactly is nesina, what exactly is kusa? Jump into Rashi. Rashi says, nesina, says Rashi, mena gavayim, v'hi asur l'kal, did David gazer aleim? Key words from Rashi. Rashi says David was gazer on these gevinim. Can I mean b'vamis? Like v'ani v'vamis v'ayches. V'al shame. What's lashem nesinim? V'yitnim Yeshua chayt ve'itzim v'shev mayim. Already in times of Yeshua, they were given over to be the vassal schleppers, the wood choppers, and the water schleppers. So that's where they got the name Karlin Asinim, that's where they got the name Asinim. But these Asinim, again, they already to be designated prior to David, but the Isser to marry them was a gezeira of David. That is how Rashi learns. Taisa says, Pirish Bekuntras, David Gazalayim. So ask Taisa, Vain the Rabbeinu Tam. Shalay love a pekal behind Mishum Abdus. Fine. The Einir Lerena Tam. The Mashma Gemara the Nesina Havet Araisa. In the Gemara, it's Mashma very clearly that the Issu Nesina is the Raisa to Kamar Mamzeres Unesina Ikabenayu. Lamanda Muru the Kaima. The Gemara is going to come up on Amud Beis towards the bottom and make a chiluk between two Tanayim. In which case, whether or not there's going to be the Knas, but the Gemara says Mamzeres Unesina Ikabenayu, and it's based on Deraisa de Kasvaras. It's a Svar. It sounds like we're talking about a Deraisa de case. According to Rashi, the whole din of Nesina is Dirabanan. Therefore, says Taisvis, we'll just skip a little bit. Taisvis says that Avada, we're talking about Nesinim or an Issa Deraisa. Nesinim or Issa Deraisa. We know David did make an Isser. David did make an Isser. That's correct. But David just added that they have a status of Avdas. Really, the first line Taisvis already addressed it. Hainim Shem Avdas. Taisvis addressed in the first line. But that's ultimately Taisvis' shot. That David added Avdas. That's all he added. In order to, but why did he add Avdas? In order to make sure that they taka stay separate, because the Sinim were their own group of people, their bigger people, it was concerned they're going to mingle into Klai Yisrael, and therefore David was Gezer Avdus. But even before David, the Isser already existed on a Derais level before David. So fundamental machlok is Rashi Taisvis, whether or not the Isser of the Sinim is Derais or not. According to Taisvis, it's more Gishmak, the Chiddush, that there's Knas to a Nesina, even though she's Aser Midaraisa, like a Mamzeris, there's still Knas. According to Rashi, she's only Aser Midarbanan, and was saying that there's still Knas. Okay, what's Kusis? Go back to Rashi. Kosova Gerat Royus Hain. Rashi says that this Tana holds that Kusim are only Gerat Royus, Gerim of the lions. As Machlekes, if Kusim were real Gerim, or simply Gerim of the lions, they were scared and they were Gerim, but it's not really Gerus. So Rashi says that Kusim are not real Gerim. And because they're not real Gerim, they're not really full-fledged Yidden. And therefore, and that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that they are entitled to Knas. Ask Taisvis, but it's not true. Taisvis says, if they're Goyim, if Kusim are Gerayas, we know Goyim are not entitled to Knas. We had them in the first parak. We had them by the sugya of Ger Katan. We had discussed giving Knas to a Geyeris. Giving Knas to a Geyeris who has the option to opt out of being a Geyeris, Geyeris Ketana, who has the option of opting out. Are we going to give her Knas? Lash Gemara, I think it was Daf Yad Aleph, was, are we going to give her Knas that she's going to go eat Begadlusa as a guy? We're going to pay her Knas to eat as a guy? Meaning the Gemara takes for granted that Goyim are not entitled to Knas. Taisvis says, what's going on over here? How can Rashi learn that they are Geyeris Arayas? Furthermore, Taisvis asks, now the Gemara is going to be clear later that we're going according to the opinion that Kusim are Geri Emes, the Geri Emes. Now, even if the Geri Emes, they didn't necessarily behave fully properly, they didn't necessarily believe all the Rabbanans, all the Drushas, only the explicit Raisas. There were issues that we have with the Kusim, but they are Geri Emes, Taisa says, but that's the point. So this is a Rivam. The Rivam that Taisa brings, Enachnami, we hold Kusim are Geri, this Tana holds Kusim are Geri Emes. Therefore, there is an entitlement to Knas. Why would I have thought this? No entitlement to Knas, again, because they weren't perfect, they didn't behave perfectly, so maybe this would be a way to isolate them and consider them separately, and they wouldn't be entitled to Knas. Kamashman, that they still are entitled to Knas. But fundamental machlokes Rashi Taisvis, then our Mishnah we go in court to mind of Kuti Geiri Arayas, that they're not real Geirim, that's Rashi, or Kuti Geir Emes, that is Taisvis. Okay, but all these people, Mamzeres, Nesina, Kuzis, are entitled to Knas. Next, how about Geiris Vashvuya Shivcha, if one has relations with a Geiris, a Shvuya, Shivcha, these are all women that normally are assumed to have lost their Basulim already. And there's no Knas, there's no Basulim. But in this case, Sheniftu Vashkairi Shashtaku, Chusm Shalsham Yamechad, they became redeemed from being a Shvuya, or they became Megiris, or they became free from servitude from being a Shifcha, all under the age of 3. And we know under the age of 3, even if there was relations, the Besulim are Chayzeris. Besulim come back. And by the way, the Mefarshim bring, that is why this whole Mishnah is over here. We had this idea in the first parak, this concept of Besulim being Chayzerim up to the age of 3. We had the conversation, of course, the whole first parak was based on whether or not the woman has Besulim, this tiny Besulim, then later the parak is, she's claiming she was a Mukasei, she was a Besulim. The reason why this comes up over here is really for this line. What is all of a sudden the Sugif Knas come up over here in the third parak of Ksuvas? Because we had spoken earlier in the Masechta about Sheniftu v'shtachru v'nizgayru p'chus v'shal shanam v'yamechad, which is very relevant to this Mishnah. Same idea. Okay, says the Mishnah in those cases, since she's understood to be a Pesula, there will be a Din Knas. If one has relations with his sister, of course that's a chiv karos. Alachis aviv, his father's sister. Alachis ime. Obviously, these cases, these girls were still young; they were still nairas or ketana, not past the age of bagras, but still. And furthermore, in these next cases, We're talking, also talking about women that are still pasulas, which means they didn't have bia yet with their, in future cases with their husbands. So again, habal chayse, his sister, falachas aviv, his father's sister, achasima, his mother's sister, achasishtoi, his wife's sister, eishas achav, that's a woman that's married, but obviously she didn't have nisun yet, otherwise she wouldn't be a pasula. Eishas achav, his brother's wife, fal eishas achiaviv, his father's brother's wife, his father's brother took a young girl as a wife, fal anida, or nida, in all these cases, even though the chayv akrisas, these six or seven cases, are all chayv akrisas. There's still alchiz yeshlam kras, and there's a huge. This is the main topic. If you want to pick out what's the primary sugya in Eilun Iris, it's this sugya of kamlei b'drabanei. Typically, when you have a chiyuv of a mises bezdin, you would say you're not going to be chayiv kras. Over here, we have chiyuv of karis, and the Mishnah already addressed it. Afal pishem karis, even though there's chiyuv karis, ema mises bezdin. There's no mises bezdin. Since there's no mises bezdin, bezdin's only carrying out one punishment. What's that kras? Since bezdin's only carrying out one punishment, then it's okay. Bezdin's not carrying out the krisis that's carried out b'dei shemayim, and therefore there will be a kras. That is the tana of our Mishnah. We are going to bring Tanayim, at least in today's daf, we're going to have three Tanayim, well, two in the Amud Beis and one on Lamed Aleph, that argue on this Mishnah for various reasons. We'll see. Hani Nairis Psulis Islu Kanas. He asked the Gemara question. You start off saying, Eilun Iris, Yeshlam Knas. Dafka, these Nairis have Knas, Tir is light. Dafka, the Mamzeres, the Nasina, the Kusis, they have Knas. Other kosher, regular kosher girls don't have knas. Hachikam, Rambam says, no, what Tanami says, Eilun Iris Psulis, is sticking as if it says the word Psulis in the Mishnah. The following Iris, in spite of the fact that the Psulim, still, Yeshlam Knas, about Mamzeres, Panasina, Valkusis. Ask the Gemara, Naira in, Ketana Lai. The Nusuk of the Mishnah is Mashma, that only a Nairis Knas, not a Ketana. Man Tana, who's the author of the hills, only a Nairis Knas, not a Ketana. Mavidam Rav, Ramayri, Ramayri is this author of the time, Melutan of Brysa. Ketana Basiamecha, Rachet, Chavi, Shte Saras. A Ketana from the age of one day, till she brings two Saras, till she becomes a Gedela, till she becomes a 12-year-old, a Naira. From one day old till then, Yeshla Mecher, the father's allowed to sell her as Amavria, the father can sell her and to work as a slave, as Amavria, Vein Kras. But there is no Kras. From one day old till 12, no Kras. Mishnavi Shesaris, Ash the Bugger. From when she turns 12, when she gets Shesaris, she becomes Gedela, till she becomes a Begaris, which is only a 6-month period, that's when Yeshla Kras. That's when she gets Kras. Vein Mecher. And at that point, father can't sell anymore. Divrei Meir. She does a mayor. Sherei Meir. Good mayor is a good memory tool. Sherei Meir makes to say, "Kamakam sheish mecher ein kras, kamakam sheish kras ein mecher." These two things are mutually exclusive. You cannot have that the father can sell her and there's kras. Either father's able to sell her and no kras. That's talking about newborn all the way till she's 12. Father can sell her and no kras. But when there's kras, which means from 12 to 12 and a half, there is kras, but the father can no longer sell her. That's her mayor's shita. Of course, the begaris can't sell her and there's no kras. But that's out of the father's domain. Mechal anyway. V'chamay mecham say. Ketana, mebash al shavim yamechad, ach bash debugger, a ketana from 3 years old until bagras, yesh leknas, she does get knas. Some argue and say, there is knas from 3 years old, now, not less than three, because less than three, the basulim, even if it's damaging, maybe there's pain there, there's other payments they have to pay for violating the girl, but knas don't have to pay because the basulim do return. But from 3 years old until 12, there is knas. So some say, not just a naira, even a ketana isn't out to knas. Ask the Gemara, the Gemara understands it's just like our mayor held, knas and sale are mutually exclusive. So the chum hold, knas in Mechalai, the Chamold, from 3 years old already till 12, there's Knas, and therefore no Mecher already at that age. Gemara says, no, aim atop of a maze, af Knas, b'makom Mecher. Say that according to Chamim, there's also Knas, b'makom Mecher, meaning from 1 day old, the Cham agreed to Remeir. From 1 day old till 12, the girl could be sold. From three, the Chamim just sticking in, even from three already until 12 and a half, even from three until 12 and a half, she's also entitled to, there also is Knas, even though it's overlapping with the fact that she can be sold from 3 to 12, and that's still fine. Vahani, B'nei Knas, and Esther Gemara. Are the Nairis listed in our Mishnah? Are they really B'nei Knas? Vamai, Ikrikan, Velesi, Elisha. One of the dinim of someone that's Ma'anis a girl, or Mafata a girl, is that since he violated her, it's going to be hard for her to get married. I should really get the time of the Krah. The bottom line is, the Pasuk just says, that Velesi, Elisha, that she should be taken to him as a wife. He should take her. The one who violated her, she takes it pretty funny. Violate her, you would think that she doesn't want to have anything to do with him, but apparently it was more of a focus of having some sort of husband, some sort of marriage, and it wasn't easy to marry off girls, and therefore forcing this guy to marry her was a way out for the father of the girl to make sure that she's taken care of. So the Torah says, Velesi Elisha, he's mechuyev to take her for a wife. Obviously, if she doesn't want, then not. But as long as she wants, then he has a chiyuv, he has a mitzvah to take her for a wife. But it doesn't fit, because over here, these wives aren't fit. A mamzeres, a kusis, and a sina are not fit to be taken for wives. Ask the Gemara, Isha Rila, aren't we talking about a wife that's fit, and therefore these wives aren't fit, they're not part of the pasuk of Felaisi Elisha, to him it should be for wife, and once they're not part of the pasuk of Felaisi Elisha, presumably there should be no knas. Says Gemara, no. Amr Shlakish, Naira, Naira, HaNaira. The Pasuk says Naira three times. Weird to say three times. Interesting, Machlekes, Rashi, Taisus, quick Machlekes. Rashi says, there's two Pasukim. One Pasuk is, it says, Rashi, third line from the top of the page, Ba'inus. Ksiv by the Pasha of Ainus says Kimatza Naira Basula, Uksiv Basrei, Venashan Nasan Ish, Ashekhit Imalavi Hanaira. So you have the word once Naira by the basic Pasuk of Ainus, and then afterwards says you should give the Avi Hanaira. That whole it could just say Venas Lavia. The word Hanaira is extra, we darshan the word Naira being extra, plus the Hey of Hanaira, and we get a total of three. That's Rashi. Taisfis, top Taisfis argues, Rabbi Chanan says, no, you learn all from Hanaira. Why? Because the word Naira doesn't have to have a Hey at the end. Naira, if you have a kamatz under the resh, nun ayin resh, long could be naira. The hay at the end is two. The hay at the beginning is three. That's Rabbi Chanan learns. Tosfos himself, Ve'inu Rabbi Tam, argues to Rabbi Chanan and says, no, don't learn it all from a naira. Rather, learn like Rashi. Learn one from the naira of Ainus and the other two from Hanaira. Tosfos argues on Rabbi Chanan. Tosfos goes like Rashi. Okay, fine. But we have the word naira three times. Chad gufe once for the general din that a naira is entitled to a knas if she's violated. Number two, chad lasui chayv lavim wants to include even chayv lavim have knas if they're nenas. The chad lasui chayv krisas if one is ma'anas chayv krisas still does a chiv knas. That's why we have three times the word naira. Rav Papa Amar, a very similar type of drasha but with a different word. Besula besula besulas habesulas. And again, by the way, Rashi and Taisus have almost a similar argument. I say Taisus mean Rebbe Chananel. Taisus himself could be argues, but Taisus himself does argue. I should say again, but Rashi and Taisus argue whether it's from one word, from the word habesulas everything, or is it twice? You have the word besula once and the word habesulas separately. That's Rashi's pshat. By the way, this pasuk of besula is by pitoy. Pitoy means not nenas, not physically violated against her will, but persuaded. She was persuaded to have relations. Either way, Rav Papa Amar Besula, 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 they have the word Besula three times. Chal Gufei, one for the din again of the basic din of Besula when she's seduced. V'chad, there's a knas there. V'chad, lasuye chayve lavim, and one to include the chayve lavim also, but has a din, there's a chayve, even chayve lavim are included in the din of Mefata. V'chad, lasuye chayve krisis, and wants to include even chayve krisis to the din of Mefata. For Rav Papa, my time, lama Krishna Kish, why did Papa learn from Besula not learn from Naira? Because he needs that judge for something else. He needs the judge for Naira to tell me. Well, Abaye learned. Damar Abaye, Bala Umeisa Pater. If he violated a girl, and then she died before the father had a chance to take it to court. Before there was a chance to take this guy to court, the halach is that the guy's Pater. Why? Because the pasuk says that he should pay the Avi Hanaira. La Avi Hanaira of Levi Mesa. With Darshan, he's got to pay the Avi Naira, but not the Avi Mesa. So once she dies, again, Xerxes Kasav, he no longer has to pay the Knas money to the girl's family. So since Abaye used this drasha for the word naira for this, Rav Papa agrees to Abaye, so Rav Papa had to use the drasha from Basulas and not from naira. Why did Rav Shlakish learn from naira and not from Basulas? Rav Shlakish, my time alone, Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa's din of Basulas is teaching us a gzir shava, a tanya we learned in Abaisa, kesef ishka kamar Basulas, lashon by Mefata is, he should pay out the silver shkalim like you pay by Basulas. Shezek kamar Basulas, we learned this should be my Basulas, Amar Basulas, because we learned that to compare the amount of money that you pay over here by Mefuta is the same amount that you give to a Basula when she gets married. There's 50 silver coins, 50 silver shkalim is the payment you give to Basula when she gets married. A Basula is entitled to these 50 coins, which, by the way, there's a machlekes whether or not ksuva is deraisa or ksuva is derabanan. We've discussed in the past machlekes or ksuva is deraisa or ksuva is derabanan. According to this, we have a clear drasha, Maya Basula is comparing the Basula's entitlement, what she gets, to what the Mefuta gets. And we've spoken in the past that it could be could be this Gemara itself, this drasha is a machlekes, or could be that only the ksuva of an amana is derabanan, but the ksuva of a Basula would clearly be deraisa, and this would be the source. And it's not that Ksuva's deraisa of a Basula, certainly the source would be this, that it is deraisa. Okay, but the point is, he used the drasha of Basulas for the drasha to compare the Mefuta payments to Ksuva payments, and therefore it doesn't have an extra to include Chayv Lavim, Chayv Krisas. Okay, so Rish Lakish couldn't do Rav Papa's, Rav Papa couldn't do Rish Lakish's, says the Gemara, but don't they need each other's drasha? Try to hold off to afterwards. Don't they need each other's svaras? Don't they each need to learn out what each other was darshaning? Rish Lakish, Nami Bailech. Answers the Gemara, and the way that Chorinim explained this, it means we were mistaken in what we assumed. We assume Reish Lakish only Darshan Naira and not Pasulas, or Darshan Pasulas or something else. We assume that Reish Lakish, Rav Papa Darshan Pasulas for the main Drasha, and only used Naira for Abaye's Drasha. Really, they both had all the Drashas, and here's how it's going to work. Elishita Kreik, see, we have six Pasukim. Naira, Naira, Hanaira, Pasula, Pasula, Habasulas, we have all six Pasukim. Now, it works as follows. You need one pasuk ba'enes, naira, and you need one pasuk ba'mefuta, basulos. Now we need one of each. We then need one pasuk of the six. So we have two already used, one for ba'enes, one for mefuta. The next two, one is for abaya, avia naira, to exclude avia mesa. If the girl's dead, nebuch, then there's no knas. And one takes for the gear shav to compare the mayar basulos to the din of mefuta about the type of money and the amount of money. Okay. Yato tray, you still have two extra. The problem was that we ran out, we didn't have enough to have three in each, but we still have one extra in each. If you have one extra in each, so you still have two total extra. One, chadla sui chayv lavin. Once they include the chayv lavin, there is a din of knas and mefuta, and chadla sui chayv ekrisis, want to include even a chayv ekrisis. Ulafuki manatanai. And the sheet of our Mishnah, in general, our Mishnah says that the din of knas applies by einus, even by a girl that's usher to stay married to and to be married to, is arguing on both the following two tanayim. But these two tanayim, here's a key point, argue with each other as well. Two tanayim are going to disagree with our Mishnah, but the exact gedur they give is going to be a point of contention. The more elaborates. The Tanya. We learned that the price as follows. V'leis Elisha, the pasuk says, the svar we quoted before, the two tanayim, they hold of this drasha. The pasuk says, V'leis Elisha, that by a person is ma'anis, a girl, mefata, a girl, he has a chiv to take her for a wife, so he darshan the following. Shimon Atzmani darshins, Shimon Atzmani aimer, Isha sheish lebavaya. There's only din knas by someone who's fit to be a wife. Like Tia Elisha, there should be Tia, a wife. If he can't marry her, if he's not able to marry her, then there won't be a din of knas. So a woman that he cannot marry, marriage won't be chal, there won't be knas. So clearly, let's just speak outside, according to Shimon Atzmani, chayv ekrisis, when marriage isn't chal, will be excluded from the din of knas. Chayv elavim, seemingly, knas would still be in effect. So Shimon Atzmani is arguing on the safe of the Mishnah, not on the Reisha at face value, before we get into Rabbi Kiva and other shitas, at face value, the Chayv Elavim have Kedushin. And Chayv Ekrisis don't. Shimon Atzmani is arguing on the Seifa that there's no Knas by the case where it's a Chayv Ekrisis, but there is still Knas by Chayv Elavim. That's Shimon Atzmani. Look at the next sheet of Rabbi Shimon Manasya. Hard to remember the name. Shimon Atzmani versus Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasya, Aimer. What does he say? Isha Rila Kaima. The pasuk says, Lacey Lisha, she should beat him for wife. It's got to be a wife that he's fit to keep. Even a Chayv Elavim, that marriage is chal, still you're not fit to keep her, you still have to get rid of her. Any Isser wife, you still have to get rid of. So according to Shimon Ben Manasya, none of the cases of Isserim in the Mishnah will there be a Knas. Because since she's not fit to be kept for a wife, she doesn't fit the criteria of Lacey Lisha. Once she doesn't fit the pasuk of Lacey Lisha, that tempts to be for wife, there's not going to be anything Knas. So the Gemara brings that these two Tanaim clearly at odds with our Mishnah. My Beinayu, what's the practical difference between these two sheetahs? We kind of already spoke it out. What's the chal between Shimon Atzmani, who says it's a verdict of whether marriage is chal with her, or Shimon Masiu says it's a verdict whether he lets stay married? The Gemara is going to make four explanations as to the chilek. Let's start. Amar Mamzera, Mamzeres Sinek Benayo, the chilek between them is Mamzeres or Nesina, that is a chilek between them. The Mandamesh Bahavaya, according to the Mandamur, says that's totally in whether there's Havaya or not. Well, guess what? He's Chayv Lavim, Hanamesh Bahavaya. Marriage is Chayv with the Chayv Lavim. The Mandamur, and therefore there would be Knas. The Mandamur, that's Shimon. Hatimani, the Madamar Rula Kaima, according to Shimon Manasya, who says it's totally able to stay married, ha in Rula Kaima. This one's not fit, even though it's only Chayv Lavim, it's not fit to stay married, and therefore there wouldn't be Knas, even in the Rashi's case. That's the way we explain the clear chilek between them. Ask the Gemara, that's all great if you go like the general Shitas Chachamim as to what makes a Mamzer and when marriage is fit to be Chal. Kedusha is not Chal, so you back the problem. Even by Mamzeris, where it's Chayv Lavim, marriage isn't Chal, and it's not fit to be kept. So, according to both Shimon Atzmani and Shimon Manasya, they will not be Knas. My Benayah, what's going to be a case with the Zechilik between Rabbi Shimon Atzmani and Shimon Atzmani and Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasya, according to Rabbi Kiva? It's interesting, the whole Machlokes is going in Rabbi Kiva. Maybe they don't agree to Rabbi Kiva. Okay, they clearly argue the Mishnah in Yivamis on him, but okay, the Moran wants to debate, according to Rabbi Kiva, what will be a Chilik? It could be now, Amalek HaGadol, Krab Samai. Amalek HaGadol be a Chilik. Why? The time went to the Baisa, Rabbi Samai says, Menakalas Rabbi Kiva Mazerim, Rabbi Kiva Taki used to make a Mazerim from all Chayv Elavim, Chutz Mamalek HaGadol, Chutz Mamalek HaGadol, why not? Shari Amr Torah Lei, Yikach Vlei Chalal. Chulun Oysav, Enes Mamzerim. The Lashon HaPasuk is that Kain Shem takes his wife, an amana, and he should be mechalal by taking such a wife. Sounds like if he does, what does he make? What type of children come out of that marriage? Chalolim, not mamzerim. So even though it's a chayv elavim, that's an exemption from the din of mamzerim, and therefore, by case of an amana to kohen gadol, you have marriage would be chal. Children will be chalolim, but marriage would be chal, but it's not fit to stay married. According to Shimon Atzmani, since marriage is chal, there would be knas. According to Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, since it's not fit to stay married, there wouldn't be knas. In fact, Gemara, not so fast. But if you shave, there's a nice chazar of what we had a big machlekes in Rabbi Kiva Shita, in Yavamas over there, in a couple places. We had this machlekes, I think it was, of course, over there around the Daf Mem Tes, and also early in the Mesechta, the Gemara discussed different opinions within Rabbi Kiva. Well, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, let us shout out against Rabbi Kiva Yosef, because he used to say, anyone whose bia doesn't fit by Yisrael, avad mamzer. Anyone that doesn't be Yisrael, avad be a mamzer. Now, my benayu, according to Rishivav, he's saying that in all cases the child's a mamzer, seemingly he's arguing with Samai, and saying, even by Amalekai Gadol, the child's be a mamzer, so what's going to be? Where's the case of Chilut between Shimon Tzmani and Rishivav Manasya, with the case of Amalekai Gadol, is no longer a good case, according to Rishivav. Ikke benayu, chai ve'asei, mitzri v'adayimi, top of Lam Lamal, the nafkamina would be, a case would be, a chai ve'asei of mitzri v'adayimi, meaning, was Rishivav saying that all cases, even asays, Rabbi Akiva made into the child of Mamzer until the marriage is a chal? Or no, he's just coming to argue with somebody and say, well, Laisa says, meaning including Amalekai Gadol, that the marriage is a chal, the child is a Mamzer. But by says, he's maskim that the marriage is a chal. That'll be enough Kamina. If you say that Chayv Asay, Mitzvah Daimi, in such a case, marriage is chal, if you hold that according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Sheva held that marriage is chal by Chayv Asay, so that'll be a case where you're not supposed to stay married. You marry Mitzvah Daimi, you can't stay married because it's not a fit wife. So according to Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasya, there would be no knas because you're not fit to stay married. But according to Shimon Tzmani, since the marriage is chal by the Chayv Asay, even according to Rabbi Akiva, marriage is chal, there would be knas. Says Gemara, not so fast. There's a shaila, how vital we take Rabbi Sheva's statement. Honey, Rabbi Sheva, if we can Rabbi Sheva's only come to exclude Rav Simai, he's only come to exclude the Amalekai Gadol, Shapir, you know, that drush of Amalekai Gadol, then it's good, then we have a good explanation. At the time of Shekham, Rav Sheva was saying his own statement, and he was saying literally, Kol She'in Le'Bia B'Yisrael, Avad Mamzer, any case where there's no Bia, where there's an Isser, with, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Vaz Mamzer, including Chiva Asay, then Havad Mamzer, Vafil Chav Asay, you back the question, my Benab, because according to, if you hold Rav Sheva, was saying not a response to Rav Simai, but he's making his own statement, that means even Chav Asay is according to Rabbi Kiva, marriage is a chal, so there's no chil between Rav Shimon Manasseh and Shimon Tzmani, in any case that there's an Isser, marriage is a chal, where is there going to be a case where marriage is a chal, but there's still an Isser? Says Gemara, there's still a case. It could be now, Be'ula Kain Gadol. The case could be by a Be'ula Kain Gadol. A Bula who has relations with Kain Gadol, we're saying, going back to that, we're going back to that. Now, we're not saying Amana this time, but going back to that same general laugh, and we're saying, a Bula to Kain Gadol could be a case where even Rav Sheva would agree, marriage is chal, Charles not a mamzer, marriage is chal, but Avad is us to stay married, and therefore Shimonat Manasseh would say, no knas, and Shimonat Tzmani would say, yes knas, because the marriage is chal. Maishna, why would marriage be chal by a Bula Kain Gadol? Says Gemara, Davle Asay Shein Shavakol, because it is an Asay, but it's the weakest. A Be'ula, right, the issue of a Be'ula to Kayin Gadol, not talking about Almana, that's a lav, the issue of a Be'ula is, because the Pasuk says an Asay, but who isha b'fsula yikach. There's an Asay for a Kayin Gadol to take a Be'ula. That's only an Asay, and that's an Asay, it's not Shavakol. It's only an Asay to one person, to Kayin Gadol, not even to the Sheva Kahuna. It's only an Asay to one person, it's a weaker Asay, it's an Asay and not Shavakol. In that one case, even Rabbi Sheva would agree that maybe the marriage is chal. Amar Rav Chizda, Hakol Meidim Bava Nida, Shem Shabbat Knas. Everyone agrees that when there's bia with a nida, even though there's a machlokes about other chivik krisas that was saying those argue in the Mishnah and say there's no knas, everyone agrees when it comes to a nida, there is knas. Why? Lamanda Meisha Vaya. According to Rav Shimon Tzmani, who says that you have to have marriage has to be chal, but guess what? Kedushin is zichah chal with nida. There's a whole discussion about whether nisuin can be done b'shashis nida, but kedushin is zichah chal with nida and. Hanami Yesha Bavai, and therefore there's Avai here, and therefore it's subject to Knas. Lamandam Rulikaim, according to Mandamar, it says, it's telling whether it's fit, Rulikaim, fit to be kept as a wife. Hanami Lekaim, this Nida is also fit to be kept as a wife. Avada, every marriage, the woman becomes a Nida, right? There's an ongoing cycle, and Avada, she's fit to stay married, and therefore by a Nida, everyone will agree there will be Knas. The Marna is going to bring Mechunah Mekano, who argues Bechlau, and says that when it comes to Ivachai Vekrisus, we say, come up Dramine, not like the end of our Mishnah. That's going to be a separate time of arguing the Mishnah, but we'll leave that for later, for tomorrow, Mitzchem. Just a couple of quick Shilas, we didn't have a chance to speak out, but a couple of very geshmak shaylos the place can discuss about. We're saying that when it's usher to be married, psulim, there's still going to be din knas. So the din knas, and there's a mitzvah lecher of presumably of Lacey Elisha. So what happens in a case Radvaz discussed? What happens in a case where the guy makes a neder not to have any enough from the girl he violated? Do we make it be over his neder? And the chari making him would really be making him ask a shayla to undo the nether or not. So the Ravah says we first try to convince her not to want to have this. Remember, she could opt out. We spoke out in the beginning. She does not have to marry this guy. She doesn't want to. We try to convince her to opt out, so he doesn't have to pay for his nether. If not, we force him to marry her, whether irrespective of his nether. That's his problem. He shouldn't have made such a nether. We force him. Presumably, he'll have to go to the chacham and undo the nether. But the mice, we force him to make his chiyuv of leis elisha even against his nether. Others argue on the Ravah and say, nah, the nether is mechal. He has no right to make a nether. When he already has an overriding mitzvah, ben el machaveri, he can't make a neder against that. Another shayla is, let's say he claims to the court after he is ma'anis a girl, he goes and marries her, Laisi Elisha is a mitzvah to stay married to her, he claims she's mazana. He claims she's Madana. Once he claims she's Madana, it's to him she's Asr. Shavin Avshei Chetich Desura. So according to his own words, she's Asr. Could he stay married to her or not? So it's a big discussion. Shuvas Chaim Shaul says, we don't believe him. We don't believe he has no power. In that case, he has no power to be Shavin Avshei because he has an overriding obligation to stay married to her. Another Shaila. What if they go 10 years without children? Halacha is when people go 10 years without children, these days we don't necessarily go with that anag anymore, but they used to, there was the minig was to get divorced if 10 years without children. What if he's married for 10 years, there's no children? Could he get divorced? We say no. Let's see the show for Isa. Another Shaila is, what if she had other husbands in the past who died? She had multiple husbands who died. Let's say he'll 2 make a katlanas, 3 make katlanas. She already had 2 or 3. Does he have to stay married to? Does Lacey should apply? These are very shailas about case where Lacey should may not apply. We'll have to pick up myself tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.